When President-elect Donald Trump takes office, many journalists anticipate a hostile climate toward them and their work.
The lawsuits could be just the beginning, says former CNN bureau chief Frank Cesno.
So the ABC pays off $15 million, and the Des Moines Register is sued because there's a poll that somebody didn't like.
As for what he sees the next 4 years,
it's an intimidation effect, and it's a chilling effect that is going to lead to some serious, deep hesitation. And this will mostly come from legal counsels and others, not the journalists. Journalists are going to say, let's just do the story.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A top Russian general is killed by a bomb outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine claiming responsibility. CBS's Vicki Barker.
The slushy Moscow street outside the apartment building is cordoned off. At first, we just thought it was cement being mixed nearby. This woman says it was very scary. Just yesterday, Ukraine had filed war crimes charges in absentia against General Igor Kirillov, the head of Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons division. The U.S. was among the nations accusing him of deploying banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com. Show the coupon at the pharmacy and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
The largest city in the Rocky Mountains has joined the growing list of communities taking action against the tobacco industry. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
City council members in Denver, Colorado have voted to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, menthol cigarettes, vapes, and other nicotine and tobacco products. Gordon Rousseau owns a vape shop in suburban Aurora, Colorado.
You know, I've only seen myself, as well as many testimonials from other customers, how it benefits their lives and how it's changed their lives for health reasons.
Supporters of the ban say it will keep nicotine products away from teenagers and young adults. Opponents say it will destroy small local businesses. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
NASA's two stuck astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, just got their mission on the International Space Station extended until spring, 10 months after rocketing into orbit on Boeing's Starliner capsule. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the low 30s. Then more snow showers developing for Thursday and Thursday night with accumulations, high, low 30s. Right now it's 33.
Sugar and spice. So nice. The morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wow. wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me. We'll be right back.
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about.